93.3 FM K1 and an opportunity to spend a little bit of time. Yes, you will recognize the voice. I recognize the face as the executive director for the Bartlesville Regional United Way. Jody Birch, but only tangentially are we referencing that, just to let you know who's over the other microphone. This is talking about a program, a series of presentations, actually, that will be coming up in the upcoming weeks, I believe, at Tri-County Tech. Is that right?
No. It'll be at Stages to Change.
Okay.
Stages to Change is a private practice counseling. Mm-hmm. It's run by Susan Buck. And one of the things that they're wanting to do is provide trainings locally for counselors and professionals that provide CEUs, which is continuing education, which most people are required to get their license.
Any healthcare related field, others as well, financial fields, that sort of thing. One of those requirements for continuing education to keep you up to date, not only just to remind you of all those best practices, but to bring out some new ideas sometimes.
Right, and so many of the professionals are required to do that. The continuing education that will be offered for this is for LADCs, CADCs, LPCs, LMFTs, LCSWs. I think they might work with anybody else if they feel like, you know, they could get approved through their approval body.
Accrediting agency.
Very good.
Yeah.
So anyway, they wanted to provide this because many times you're struggling to get those hours in. Mm-hmm. Because everybody has a job and they're trying to serve clients. Some of them work at nonprofits where, you know, they actually pay for their for their continuing education. And so one of the things that Stages to Change and Susan Buck is doing is wanting to bring some trainings here locally. Some of these are local providers and local people that are specialized in different fields, which is why I'm a part of it. But she wants to offer these. And so they're fairly inexpensive for trainings. You know, you may have to go to Tulsa or Oklahoma City or Dallas or Wichita and pay $200 to get, you know, a set of credentials.
And by the way, it starts in Dallas at 8 o'clock in the morning, so you got to spend the night.
Right. Yeah. So then there's travel, and then there's hotels, and so one of the things that's a great benefit then to counselors and people in this area. So registration is only $65 per workshop. There are discounts if you want to go to multiple workshops. All of this information can be found at stages2change.com, and that's the number two. So right. It's stages, the number two, change.com. And there's a link on the left side where it says 2016 Spring Professional Workshop Series. And they can click on there and they can find out all of the people that are going to be talking. So things like self-care, animal therapy, play therapy, ethics in counseling, hijacked by addiction. And then the topic that I'm presenting on, our first workshop, I got the short stick, I guess, and got to go first. So I'm either setting the bar high or setting the bar low. We'll decide.
I hopefully, either way, you're setting a lot of good information that the attendees can use.
Yeah, we definitely will. I think it'll be a great workshop. It's on conflict resolution, and it's going to be April 8th. The workshops are 8:45 to noon, and so it's just, you know, a chunk of your morning on a day that's usually not so busy for many people, which is why they've picked that day. So April 8th, and we'll be talking about conflict resolution.
A topic which in your previous life you've done a little bit of.
Right. You know, one of the things that I got my master's in is conflict resolution and reconciliation. And so that's one of those areas that, you know, while I didn't go into mediation or negotiations or even counseling for that, it's something that helps you in everyday life and everyday business as you deal with that. And so, you know, talking about conflict, you know, what's the first thing that you think of when you hear of conflict?
Well, I would say it usually is escalated by the time somebody else, some third party's getting involved, somebody got mad at somebody.
Right. I mean, it's anger, it's fighting, and, you know, for whatever reason, you know, people have different ideas about how to do things, or they get mad. And so a lot of these, you know, counselors not only deal with clients, parent-child, spouses, that are dealing with conflict, mm-hmm. some kind of fighting. You know, people deal with it in management. People deal with it in the workplace, and so conflict is all around. People deal with it in churches.
Yeah, but I mean, to me, the general connotation, again, when a counselor-type person gets involved, is two people got yelling at somebody, and it turned more than just verbal at some point in time, in many cases.
Right, and sometimes it turned verbal, it turned abusive, but sometimes it just really broke down the relationship because conflict wasn't handled well. And so most people think of conflict as a bad thing, but it's really how you deal with conflict. Conflict, you're not going to get rid of conflict because you've got two people, you've got two opinions, you've got two ways of doing things.
In any good story, telling a story, watching a movie, anything, there is a conflict going on, and how that gets resolved, typically in a TV show, they manage to get it done in about 52 minutes with commercials.
Right. Right, and that doesn't usually, you know, it's not a 52-minute solving problem. But conflict is one of those things that's just out there. It's not bad. It's just how you deal with it, and people deal with it in different ways. And so what we are going to do is really talk a little bit about the theory of conflict. We're going to talk about how people deal with conflict, and then, you know, some practical steps, not only for individuals that are taking the class to deal with conflict, but then that they can use with their clientele or the people that they work with. And so one of those is the is a way to respond to conflict, and we call that the STLC method. You know, we put a dash after the S because TLC, you can remember that, tender, love, and care. You just need, because that's sometimes what conflict needs. But that doesn't stand for tender, love, and care. The STLC, the first thing you got to do is stop. You know, when you realize, hey, this is a conflict. This is something we need to deal with. We need to stop. And sometimes it's taking a break. It's taking a time out. Sometimes it's just, all right, let's stop yelling and realize, okay, this is getting us nowhere. We've got to do something.
Yeah.
Then go ahead.
Now I'm going to say either find points where you can agree and move on from there, or do something. But you got to stop the yelling, stop the whatever it is that's going on.
Right, because that's just going to escalate. And so consciously, you've got to, one of the parties has to realize, hey, we got to stop. Then the next area is to think. One of the deals is when conflict happens, you often take it personally. Maybe because there's personal attacks that also, you know, get involved, because when conflict happens, you want to hurt the other person, and usually you lob a bigger grenade and they shoot a cannon, and then you want to shoot a nuclear missile. You know, you escalate to hurt the person in that conflict, and you're no longer really talking about the issue. Mm-hmm. You're just working to hurt each other.
And both of you already got hurt back when you were using baseball bats, so, you know, it all works.
Exactly. So you got to really not take it personally, but really start looking at, you know, okay, deep down, what is the issue? What are my goals? What are my needs? What are my wants? Mm-hmm. And then what are the goals and needs and wants of the other person? Because often that's where you're at odds, all right? And so you've got to want to do this too. I mean, you know, and I think in you know, a parent-child conflict or a husband-wife conflict, it's one of those things where, you know, at some point, you know, you loved each other. At some point, you liked each other. At some point, you got along, and you kind of wanted to be together. So it's almost like you need to go back to that point and go, what are we going to do? What's our common denominator? And then think, what do we want?
Yeah.
We want to have this relationship preserved. We want to have this. So how do we do that? And then you've got to listen. That's what the L stands for. Listen before you say anything. So often when people are fighting, mm-hmm. you're not listening to the other person. You're
preparing your next argument.
They're talking, and you're coming up with what you're going to say next. And you didn't hear a thing that they said. So listening is a lot more than just hearing words. You know, listening involves the process of thinking. You know, I think about Charlie Brown, and every time the parent talked, you know, what did the kids hear? They just heard that
trombone.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah. Yeah. So they're not listening to the parents. They just heard them say something. So you've got to listen. And then communicate is what C stands for. And so that's what people have to do, is just start communicating back and forth. Yeah. Those things that you thought about, your goals, your how you want, how you felt. We talk about using I statements. That takes blame off. I felt, you know, instead of you made me this way or you did this.
Yeah.
It's you know, hey, I felt this way, and it avoids blame. So that's the STLC method. So now your listeners got a little bit of you can start working on that now and then come to the conference and find out more about conflict.
In the last 5 to 7 minutes, we've gotten the mini course. Now you can come and find out more and get it in detail, and I assume an opportunity maybe to practice some of those strategies along the way too.
Yeah, that was a whole week in what I did when I went through the master's. You just got a week-long master's course right there in 5 minutes.
Do I get my transcript now?
There you go. I'll sign something.
Okay. But this is something then that in particularly people in counseling, mental health, related fields, conflict resolution, sound like first step in a lot of processes.
Yeah, this would help them. This would help them to get, you know, especially coming to this workshop and the series of workshop, help them, you know, sharpen their skills and maybe put new tools in their toolboxes. But this is also open to other professionals. And so maybe you're not needing CEUs, but maybe, you know, in dealing with what you're doing at the job, you're a manager, and man, you've got all this conflict going on with workers. You know, this workshop would also be for you, and so it's open to really just anybody that feels that, you know, hey, I could use some tools in dealing with conflict.
Yeah, sound like a great idea. And this is just step one in a series of programs that.
Right. Again, Stages to Change is the counseling organization. They have a whole private practice. Susan Buck runs that, and again, they're offering this so that counselors and other people in the community can get these skills without having to go to the big cities, paying the larger dollars often, and the expense that goes with that.
How does somebody get signed up?
Then go to Stages to Change, and again, that's Stages2 change.com. And on the left side of that page, there's a link where you can click on the professional workshop series. And again, in those workshops, I'm leading them off. Our first one is April 8th from 8:45 to noon. Then it's almost like they're all on Fridays, and they run through May 20th. The next one is April 22nd, April 29th, May 6th, 13th, and 20th.
So just in a quick mental math, more or less about a 6-week course.
Kind of about a 6-week course. And you can get 18 CEUs right there, including one of the sessions that's on ethics, and every counselor has to take an ethics every year. And so there's 18 CEUs hours possible. You can pick the ones you want to go to, pick the ones that interest you. Again, conflict resolution, therapist self-care, animal therapy, hijacked by addiction, ethics, which is sexual issues and counseling, and then play therapy, ages 0 to 6. And so some of these may be specific to what you're dealing with, and CEUs are available, again, for LADC, CADC, LPC, LMFT, and LCSW.
And if you work in one of those fields, you know what those
you know what those means.
The rest of it sounds like Navy landing craft or
right,
something.
Right, or another radio station somewhere.
So, well, yeah, I don't know where they were in the world. They start with L, but there's it's not here.
Yeah, it's L is licensed.
Oh, okay, so there you go.
That so works. It's licensed. Something.
I was just thinking, let's see, Canada starts with C, U.S. is either W or K, depending on either side of the Mississippi, Mexico is X, anyway, yeah.
Anyway, not radio stations, but they are counseling degrees, and many people on their degree, it says their name and all of these letters, and they've worked hard for these letters.
They have, yeah.
So they know what they are. But again, there are some discounts if you register for more than one workshop. If you register with a group of people, there are some discounts. So maybe a pod of counselors that work together in an organization might decide to go and band together. And so you can find out all those discounts by going again to the website, stages2change.com, and that's the number 2.
Sound like a plan. If you are working in those fields, need the continuing education credits, or just have an interest whether you need the credits or not, get signed up.
That's right. And again, the first workshop, I'd love for you to be there. It's one that I'm presenting, that I'm passionate about, and I think is much needed in our in our day and time. I mean, let's just watch politics. Let's watch the news.
Exactly.
Let's watch all of these things. But let's also look at breakdown of our families, and let's look at parent and child relationships, just even locally. Conflict is huge. And so trying to work to deal with that and to work that out and to get more tools. It's something that I continue to have to work on, even though that I've got the classes and the degree. It's not something that comes easy.
No,
when it's personal, and you know, you really got to work with people. And one of my sayings when you're dealing with people, this is one of my favorite ones, and I don't know if it was accredited to Elvis or somebody else, but you know, before you criticize a man, walk a mile in his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, when you do criticize him, you're a mile away and you have his shoes. So there you go.
There you go. I like that part.
Anyway, we look forward to people. Stages2change.com, and we'd love to have you.
Okay. Sounds like a great idea. Check out the website. Even if you don't work in that field, you'll get some good information there, because I looked it over.
Correct.
Thank you very much. Jody Birch with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
In college, I was very convinced about a woman's right to choose abortion.
From Patricia Layton's perspective,